This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The government releases economic data all the time, not just the biggies like unemployment, but all kinds of things, crop prices, gas prices, housing numbers, all of which are closely guarded secrets until the officially designated time. Business reporters typically get access early so they can write their stories, but they are actually locked in a room at the Labor Department until 8:30 or whatever the official time is. There is growing concern, though, that traders might be able to somehow get data in advance, which would be a bad thing, markets-wise. So the government is tightening up on its security. Scott Patterson is a staff reporter at the Wall Street Journal, and he is also the author of a book called Dark Pools, which is about high-speed trading, which is at the root of the government's worries. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what happens? Run me through what happens if instead of at 8:30 in Washington, somebody gets these numbers at 8:29:30. What can they do?
Okay, so these firms have the ability to react so quickly to information that they can transmit that data into a buy or sell order on the stock market within fractions of a second.
These are trading firms doing this.
Yeah, these are what are known as high frequency traders. They could have the data at, you know, 8:29:59 and
wow,
beat everybody else to the market. I've actually heard stories of firms that have put up microwave dishes next to government offices like the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and that microwave technology allows them to transmit data extremely fast across the country. So they may even be transmitting data to Chicago so they could trade on futures markets on this information.
All right. So, I mean, I get the whole high-frequency trading and speed of trading thing, but what is what's worst-case scenario? They get these numbers early and what?
Well, I think the worry is that they move before everybody else. They get to profit on the move ahead of time. And then when, you know, your average Joe trader comes into the market's already moved up.
Or down, right? I mean, it could be a sell order too.
Or it could be a sell order, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is illegal behavior, essentially. You're not supposed to be able to act on information ahead of others. It's supposed to be a level playing field.
Yeah, that's a very important point. It's a crime, basically.
Yeah, it is a crime, and if it's going on, then it should be stopped. The government has been looking into this, and the FBI has looked into it. And, you know, they haven't said that they've actually caught anybody leaking the information ahead of time. So I think that is the fear. But what is definitely happening is this information is put out in so-called machine-readable form.
Right.
These firms have artificial intelligence systems that can read that machine-readable data and react far quicker than any human being could. So they already have an advantage. And if they're getting the data quicker than anybody else, then that's, you know, that just makes it ridiculous.
Oh, good. Scott Patterson, he's a staff reporter with the Wall Street Journal. His book about all this kind of stuff, high-speed trading and all that, is called Dark Pools. Scott, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.